This is a type WM3 cathode ray oscilloscope, consisting of an aluminium frame with all but the front panel currently removed. The front panel contains a 3-inch cathode ray tube display with a reflecting filter and graticule to eliminate parallax error, and thereby give a more accurate reading. The oscilloscope is a 2-amplifier design, realized using 5 valves, 2-6-X4, 2-6-CH6, and 1-D77. All the valves are miniature types and utilize the B7G base, which was adopted in the UK in 1947. The oscilloscope has controls for focus, brightness, frequency, X and Y gain, X and Y shift, a large central continuously variable timescale knob, coarse gain, timescale, input coupling, time base and trig, volt scale, supply on-off switch, and LF select switch. The oscilloscope has 2 signal inputs. Dual traces are achieved by beam switching, input 1 and 2 displayed on alternate sweeps. AC coupling is only allowed in dual trace mode. It also has a sync or trigger gate input and time-based sync output. The oscilloscope also houses a moving coil meter, scaled from negative 5 to 5 and negative 15 to 15, corresponding to the voltage scale control. There is also a time-based scale, scaled from 0 to 40 and 0 to 200, mechanically linked to the central continuously variable time-based control. Unlike a modern cathode ray oscilloscope, the graticule only has 2 divisions, but by using the moving coil meter, the time-based scale, and the X and Y shift control, accurate measurements of the waveform can be performed in both amplitude and period. This oscilloscope was built by the electronics branch of Electrical and Musical Industries, EMI. EMI was formed in March 1931. Until 2012, it was a multinational music recording, publishing and manufacturing company that was based in London. In 2012, EMI sold its record music operations to Universal Music Group and its music publishing operations to Sony.